There, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to secure people's digital privacy while they are alive and after they've passed away, so that they have peace of mind and those in their family fully understand the intention of their legacy. So I am super excited to introduce Betsy Ehrenberg. Now, Betsy is founder of Legacy Concierge, which is a legal tech firm delivering digital asset protection services. She and her company advise clients on a broad range of security protection options for their portfolio of digital and tangible assets. Now, Legacy Concierge's team specializes in supporting families and fiduciaries with post-death locket financial asset discovery and digital account closures. Betsy was the first female manager with IBM Canada and authorized several proprietary technology training programs for them. Using video Zoom, she has presented to over 800 attorneys, financial planners, insurance agents, and funeral directors about the importance of securing financial accounts and social media posts to prevent identity and other theft and loss after death. Now, Betsy recently presented her data security paper at the International STEP Digital Assets Conference in London and was recognized as a C-suite executive in New Mexico. Betsy leads a discussion group on the topic of protecting your clients' digital assets at the New Mexico Bar Association and Alaska Trust and Estate Section meetings. Now, she participated in two national Using Technology in Estate Planning webinars and was an innovation in technology panelist for the U.S. Army War College and one of the technology keynote speakers at a recent Naples conference on aging. Now, Betsy is a member of the Santa Fe Estate Planning Council, International STEP Digital Assets Group, and is a business advisor for the Santa Fe Business Incubator. Well, welcome, Betsy. I am super excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It's wonderful to be here and have the opportunity to tell my story and explain how important it is for everybody to protect their digital assets.
Yeah, I just love how you're helping really demystify that, you know, kind of daunting task and helping people really get their brains around the complexity of securing their digital assets and privacy. I can't really wait to hear more about this.
Well, many people do not really understand what a digital asset is. They initially think that it's some sort of an electronic record that describes a situation, and it's very easy for somebody to say, well, Facebook and LinkedIn allow me to express myself digitally, put up pictures and videos, and that's all I have in digital form. But the reality is, each person has over 160 records sitting on computers in financial institutions, government, housing, insurance, shopping sites, medical records, as well as insurance files and annuities and community files. So when one takes a little bit more time to realize how many records are sitting on computers that describe an individual, it is amazing. On average, 160 records for every person.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. Like I said, it's daunting, and most of us don't have any idea. Well, I'm curious, Betsy, you know, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your digital asset protection company?
It's a wonderful story. You know, also a little bit sad. Several years ago, I got a message, wish Carol a happy birthday. Carol was a very good friend. The message came from Facebook. But Carol had died the year before. Mm. And I thought, this is terrible.
Right.
I've got to get this taken down. And I called Facebook. I spoke to 8 people. They took down her page. They wouldn't do that today. But it got me to think, what else is out there about Carol? What else is out there about me and perhaps you? Mm-hmm. And I realized just about every aspect of my life is represented by an electronic record sitting on someone else's computer, and I have no control of it. Hmm, and right. They get a chance to use it.
Yeah, no, that was quite an awakening when you realize that all of that, if that was out there, then that was just the tip of the iceberg, right? So, well, how long have you had your own service, your company, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, Wendy, I started the company at the beginning of 2017, and I hired 3 people to research the problem. How many records were sitting out there, and how shall a successor notify the company the records you have on file belong to a deceased person? Mm-hmm. After 6 months, we had accumulated 300 sets of rules. With banks and social media and shopping sites. So at that point, I realized when a person died, if they had 160 records and an individual said, first I have to contact this bank and that insurance company and the passport office and the driver's motor vehicle bureau, it would be a daunting task.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My background is technology. And I knew that I could develop a software program, an app, that would keep track of every element of a person's digital footprint and then systematically notify custodians and secure the assets of an individual after they had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is interesting how your research and development has really led you to in my mind, it's kind of like a bowl of spaghetti. One thing is just interrelated or wrapped around another, and it's a matter of unraveling all this and really presenting, you know, clarity around where to even begin and shoring this up. So, which is why the work that you do is just so incredibly valuable. I'm curious, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Wendy, there have been many challenges. And the first one is people don't want to acknowledge that they will die. Mm, so they don't want to say, well, okay, this is what will happen after I pass away. They don't want to talk about that. But the other challenge is getting people to acknowledge that something should be done. And when we know that only 30% of the population have a will or trust document, that tells us 70% of the population have not really thought about what will happen after they pass away. And they truly believe someone else will take care of it. But the someone else is the state in which they reside and passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a will, you're defining who should take care of your digital and financial assets. If you don't have a will, you have in fact given this state of New Mexico or the state of Colorado permission to assemble all the assets, your assets, and decide who gets them. And that is probably not what you expected to have happen. And secondly, because you didn't designate somebody, the state will spend time and money, and that money will come out of the value of your estate.
Mm.
Very problematic that people, 70% of the population, do not have a will or trust document.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a huge issue out there. And obviously, you know, you are an expert at providing this knowledge and this digital asset protection, which helps people secure their financial accounts and social media presence. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
It's always a challenge to be able to break through those roadblocks with your potential buyer. But in this particular case, reference selling works very well. So if I can talk to an attorney who actually creates wills and trust documents and is already talking to their client and preparing documents and talking about what will happen to your wealth after you pass away. Mm-hmm. When I educate the attorney, they in fact will bring this up to their client. And inevitably the client will say, as you did, I never thought about that. I wonder what will happen to my email after I pass away. Mm-hmm. And the answer is it'll sit there forever. And that is probably not what you wanted to have happen. So the conversation is very tricky. Another interesting challenge was talking to an insurance agent and educating them on the opportunity to talk about not only how much money will be left behind when a person passes away, but how much wealth in the digital footprint will be left behind unless the client starts to create an inventory of what's out there and how much is it worth? Mm-hmm. Because most people don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's definitely a matter of education. That's for sure. Because a lot of people just, they don't want to think about it as well, right? And that's one of your challenges. Well, I'm curious here with regard to the pandemic, you know, in my mind, that's created a lot of fears, though, around finances and a lot of people going online. So has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Actually, Wendy, it's had a very positive impact. Mm-hmm. Right now, because of the pandemic, most people are sitting at home. They're using social media a lot more than they ever did in the past. And so people are more aware of their electronic footprint.
Right.
And when there is a death, the successors, the survivors, want to create some sort of a memorial, a set of photographs, a set of videos. And those photographs and videos are digital assets that are sitting on someone's computer. They're sitting in someone's phone. They're sitting on a Facebook account or an Instagram account, and the light bulb goes on. How am I going to get those photos and comments of the person who just passed away? That person never told me how to get onto their account. And if I try to impersonate them, I know I'm doing something as against the law. Mm-hmm. So now there has been an increased interest in the digital footprint of people because so many people are dying, where 3 years ago, if I suggested to an attorney or I suggested to a family office manager, at some point your client will pass away. It's time to think about what will happen to those digital assets. What will happen to the eBay account, the PayPal account? And it was hard to even discuss what will happen when you die because there weren't a lot of people dying per se. Mm-hmm. And now the pandemic did several things. Increased the size of the digital footprint of individuals, made people aware that immediately after death, the family wanted to have access to the email and the photos and the Instagram messages. but they didn't know how to do it and they didn't prepare. So suddenly in our company, the phone has essentially rung off the hook. Right. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine because it has definitely had a huge ripple effect on just how we approach our daily activities. And a lot of it has been anchored in reaching out to people through the digital platforms and social media platforms as well. So, well, Betsy, how do you work with people who want to, you know, finally take responsibility and secure their digital legacy? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. There are two opportunities for legacy concierge to work with an individual. The first opportunity is to help them organize their digital footprint. And we provide an electronic vault that can be populated by the person themselves or by a family member. And we divide up the world of information into categories, including a profile of the individual, so I can enter information about myself. Secondly, who are all my friends and family? How do I reach them? Third, where are those documents, the wills, the trust documents? What about the letter I wrote? And then the most important is creating one record for every known digital asset that I am aware of. What are my social media accounts, my bank accounts, insurance? What businesses do I own? What loans do I have to pay? What loans have I made to people? And by taking the world of digital assets and breaking it up into 8 categories, which are listed, by the way, on my website, what person can organize. However, a lot of times people don't organize. So we then come into the second service that we provide, which is post-death, creating an organized legacy vault about the person's digital footprint. And we find through technology and artificial intelligence information about the decedent. And one of the very obvious ways and interesting ways we do that is we take the wallet of a decedent and we take all the cards that are in that wallet and electronically photograph them, interpret what they say, and then we know exactly who to contact. So if there are 3 debit cards and 2 credit cards and a Costco membership card and a little coupon for Netflix or another subscription service, we then have the beginning of a roadmap of where were the digital assets that belonged to the decedent. So the first is the wallet. The second is the electronic or the digital wallet. When we can work with Apple or Google and download the contents of the phone, we then electronically have an index to all of the information, all the digital records of a person, even if they did not organize one thing before they passed away. Mm-hmm. But we do not use passwords. We do not invade the privacy of the person. The purpose, the security purpose, is to notify the owner of the record, Facebook, Bank of America, Royal Canadian Bank, Netflix, Fetch, Grubhub, Yelp, eBay, the records you have on file belong to a deceased person, please secure them. And what we mean is lock them up so that there will be no further charges, no further withdrawals of money from an account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complex.
It is very complex, yes. But yet it sounds like you have a very systemized approach that does make it, you know, easy to really take care of.
And what's interesting about this, again, when I first got this message from Facebook about Carol, I thought to myself, somebody must be in charge of managing the digital assets that belong to a person after they pass away. And the answer was no one was. And there was no legislation in place that would allow the fiduciary, to treat a digital asset in the same way they treated a tangible asset. Therefore, the fiduciary, whether they were an attorney or an adult child or a sister or a daughter, they would in fact say, I don't have permission as the fiduciary to handle those digital assets. And what's more, I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And if it was a family member, they were grieving. If it was an attorney or a trust officer, they didn't know how to do it. That's not their skill set. They are not security technology experts. And even if they figured out how to do it in January of 2020, the rules in April of 2020 would have changed.
Right. Yeah.
That's complicated.
Everything is changing. So it's evolving so quickly on that mode, the digital communication and social media platforms. So, well, how could listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, we have a website. It's legacy-concierge.com. And a person can go on the website, look at the 4-minute demo of how one organizes their assets and reads about the procedures that we perform during the locket service. And then there are buttons all over the website that say, I want more information. If you want to just bypass the website, they can just use the website email address of info@legacy-concierge.com. That will come into our sales office and we will send a response as quickly as we receive it, usually during working hours within 20 minutes. Otherwise, it will be overnight and we will get in touch with somebody the next morning. So website, email, and those are the best ways for people to contact us about locket services and our legacy vault.
Okay, perfect. So that's legacy-concierge. So that's legacy-concierge.com. And you've got a 4-minute demo that they can also click on to just see exactly how you facilitate. So that's great. Yeah, I love that. And to reach out directly, if I'd like to, at info@legacy-concierge.com. All right. Terrific. Well, Betsy, it's been, you know, just so great. You've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I have learned, and this company is now my third, that I have to envision what will the company look like 2 years from now? How will I measure success? And keep revisiting that. What does success look like? In my case, I said success looks like two things. Statistically, more people have prepared by creating wills and trust documents. And secondly, the incident of identity theft has decreased. Today, over 13% of all deaths result in identity theft, where the fraudster reads the obituary, goes to social media, creates a new persona, scrapes the web for a social security number, applies for credit cards, charges $8,000 a card per month, and within 45 days has stolen over $2 million from the estate of the decedent. So my measurement for success will be that the identity theft of deceased people will go down, and the number of people who have prepared by creating wills and trust documents will go up. Obviously, our company makes money by providing products and services, but my inner wish, my personal goal, is that I can make the world a better place and people can be more safe. And when everybody works hard for their money at their and their wealth, to build their wealth, that at time of death, it is not stolen.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's powerful and so critical, like you said, to those who are, you know, have survived this person and are carrying their legacy forward. So, well, Betsy, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early like wake up call, where you received a birthday notification from a dear friend who you knew had passed, to the impactful work you're now doing, helping so many people secure their financial accounts and social media presence to prevent identity and other theft and loss after death. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
You're very welcome, Wendy. It's been my pleasure.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Betsy Ehrenberg at legacy-concierge.com. And be sure to review that short video she has that provides an overview of the service that they provide. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Betsy Ehrenberg. And as always, here's to your success.